Welcome to the Ram Effect. Welcome, Ram Nation. We miss you. It is good to talk to you. My name is Ricky Clark. I'm an assistant principal at Rockford High School. This is our third installment of the Ram Effect, and it's safe to say this is our most unique installment of the Ram Effect. Typically, we take this to communicate and share celebrations. We plan on doing the same thing, but we've got quite a bit of information to communicate. I hope you're staying safe at home. These are unique times, but at the same time, we still have a lot to celebrate. First and foremost, here on the Ram Effect, I want to point you, these are unique times and everybody's adjusting to the new normal differently. Be on the lookout, Rams. As you see things, say things. We have a podcast on mental health supports in Rockford, especially David Janga. If you go to our district website, there's all sorts of connections. Concerned about everybody right now, just be on the lookout. You always do a great job of that. Secondly, we've got a new phase that we're moving into with instruction in our district. As everybody across the state is adjusting to new learning and this new phase of what online learning looks like for the remainder of our school year, we have rolled something out called Rams Connect. I'll explain that a little bit in this podcast, but first I'd like to let you know that the best place to find all this information is on the district website. There's a big button when you go there. It says Rams Connect. If you click on that, you can find all of this information housed there. Please don't hesitate to reach out with any questions. Please let us know. So Rams Connect, what it is from now until the end of the school year, is online learning. Essentially, what is that? A couple key things that I want to highlight here. Once again, all the complete information is on the website, but it's important for students and parents to understand that students do not automatically get credit during this time. We have what is a credit or no credit system. It's called a P or an I. P meaning pass and I meaning incomplete. There's all sorts of different situations going on currently. Like I said, we're all adjusting to a new normal. Some of us had different situations in our house. like for me personally, you might hear my two kids running in during this podcast and different things that we're carrying. So with that understanding, the district is trying to think about all people and all students during this time. So that's the reason that we're going to this credit, no credit, or again, it's considered a P and an I. We've done a lot of research, not only within our state at some similar schools, but also out of our state at other states like Illinois, Kansas, California. These states have gone to this online learning a few weeks ahead of us, so we're trying to see and get ahead of the curve with things that they have done and things that have worked and things that have been equitable and things that have not been equitable. And that's why we came to this conclusion of this P and this I method. With that understanding, what that looks like on the student end is there's going to be between 2 and 3 lessons that are released per week per class. And the students will be responsible to get those completed throughout the week. Again, everybody's home situation is different right now, so the students have that freedom to complete however they would. There's no hard due dates, with the idea of flexibility is essential during these times. We are trying to understand that as much as possible. So we recommend that everything be done by Friday at noon. That just helps students to stay on pace with their learning. But we completely understand, and teachers are understanding, that if you don't have things done Friday at noon, it does not mean a failure. Also, with this extended learning, we understand the fact that it's different. You don't have a teacher that you're seeing every day. So multiple attempts can be made by students. They'll get feedback from their teachers. They can talk about things. We just want to make sure that students are truly understanding their learning before they move on. And that's the idea behind the system. So we have adopted a modified grade scale. It's a 0, a 1, or a 2. Once again, all of this is outlined on our website. You get a 0 if nothing is completed by the student. And that's for two reasons. One, that lets teachers know that these are students that may not have internet access or maybe having serious troubles understanding the information. A 1 means that your student completed it, but they may need some help understanding, or they may need to go back and revise some aspects of it. And then a 2 means that they're proficient, or they're showing that they have a pretty good understanding of the basic knowledge. To support this, our teachers will be having office hours to connect with students and parents. Those office hours will happen Monday through Thursday, and each teacher will have 1 hour of quote-unquote office hours each day, Monday through Thursday. The idea behind an office hour, because just like many of you, our teachers are also juggling different things at their homes. So the idea is that the office hours is a time when teachers are at their computers and they can communicate directly with students. And teachers will do that different ways. They might be emailing, Schoology messaging. Some might be working with small groups via chat rooms. However they want to handle that, teachers will. But just to let you know, that's one way to connect with teachers. And once again, all of this information is on our website. Rams, I know there's some questions that we've gotten regarding graduation and prom this spring. Obviously, these are big events, and especially for our senior class, these are great ways to celebrate our seniors. Seniors, we are thinking of you. You are on the forefront of our minds as you had an unusual senior year, to say the least. We don't know what it looks like right now. A lot of it depends on when the stay-at-home order is relaxed or lifted, but we are still working for plans B, C, D, and E to make sure that we have a proper graduation ceremony for you. We would love to do this in person, but once again, we have to wait and see what the state dictates on what we can and can't do. So just know that we are working behind the scenes to put all sorts of different things into place. And we'll have more information, hopefully in the next month, about what graduation looks like. Which leads me to prom. The same thing goes for prom. We would love to have a prom, especially now. I think just getting together would be great. But we can't right now, and we don't know the information at this moment of what that could look like. But just know that we are still planning, and we're doing everything that we can to still have a prom. More information will come on this, but at this time, we just don't know very much. And also, I'm sure we've gotten a lot of questions, and understandably so. Students, if you have essential items at the school that you need for this next period of learning, a computer, a charger, medications, things of that sort, there is a Schoology post that allows students to sign up to come into the building, to sign up to get things from the building. Students are not allowed to come into the building, and essential items are described very clearly in that. We understand that a lot of students have other items in the school that they need access to at some point. And once the stay-at-home order is lifted or relaxed, we'll be allowing, like, essentially a locker clean out, or if you have PE clothes in the locker room. All of your things are safe currently. Nobody is in the building at all. Nobody is removing the things from the building unless you ask us to. So the best way, again, if you have what you feel are essential items, the pickups are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. So go ahead, check that Schoology message, sign up for a time if you have things you'd like to get from the school. That is a lot in a short podcast there. Rams, the biggest message I want you to hear is that we miss you. We're thinking of you. We're doing a lot of things behind the scenes for you. But if you have questions, please let us know. If you have worries about something or somebody else, please let us know. Reach out, see something, say something. This is Ricky Clark, proud to be your assistant principal. Thank you for listening to The Ram Effect.